listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Connell wide open at the 40, 25, 15. He's loose. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Huron. 82-yard touchdown. Quick set by Hines up the middle. Mitchell on the ricochet. Can't get to it. That sleight of hand that all good setters can do. Hampton Hines with the quick set kill.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Hines again. Set across Clagan. Left side. Throw the block. Huron at match point again. And he's looking right. Going to throw it that far sideline.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Wilbur Ellis, Huron Community Campus, Slumberland Furniture, Rostrello Motors, Dairy Queen, Dakota Land Feeds, Huron Regional Medical Center, Carr Chiropractic Clinic in Huron, Real Estate Connection, Elwine Brothers, Vision Care Associates. The Tigers are also brought to you by the Norby Center for Recreation, Ryan's Hangar Restaurant, Hartman Physical Therapy, Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Lane Anderson, PB Sports, The Scoreboard, South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Gary Zell Auto Glass, First National Bank, and Kurtz Heating and Cooling.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening. It is the postseason. One game playoff to make it to the state AA boys basketball tournament. The O'Gorman Knights visit our Huron Tigers for that trip to the AA in Sioux Falls. That's about a week and a half away, but you have to play well tonight. You have to get there tonight in order to extend your season. O'Gorman comes in with a record of 10-10. Huron 12-8. Of course, the two teams played just a week and a half ago, with Huron eking out a 58-55 win on this floor. And O'Gorman had a clean look at a three at the buzzer that just came up a little short. And Huron able to pull out the win. And with that win, neither team's here tonight, I don't believe. If Huron doesn't pull that one out, Huron probably on the road and certainly would not be playing O'Gorman. But in any case, it's the number 6 seed and the number 11 seed. About all that seed means for Huron is they do get to play the game here and their home court, because the basically seeds 5 through 12, you could even take it down 4 through 13, were mashed in there pretty tight, and there wasn't a lot of separation between those teams. In fact, we can go to a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, because five games are already in the books, played earlier this afternoon. And so far it's went chalk, with the higher seed winning. Sioux Falls Washington, the four seed, defeated number 13 Pierre 52-47. That game was close all the way. Number two seed Harrisburg took care of Sturgis 79-41. Number 8, number 9, you would expect that to be the closest game, and right now it has been. Jefferson, the 8 seed at home, eked out a 63-59 overtime win over Rapid City Stevens. Sounds like Stevens had the lead for much of that ball game, but Jefferson rallied and got the win. 3 seed Brandon Valley defeated Spearfish 70-48, and 5 seed Roosevelt defeated Aberdeen 54-38. And those are our finals on the Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Mitchell, top seed, and Yankton are underway as we speak. And Lincoln and Watertown will be tipping off at the same time as we will at Watertown tonight. And we'll know the field by probably 8 o'clock tonight. We'll know the field here for the AA Boys State Basketball Tournament. Both teams just coming out on the floor. The band starts it up. And we're 15 minutes away from Sodak 16 here on Ando Gorman. Talk to both coaches, both veteran coaches. Derek Roby, head coach of OG. Tim Budnagan, head coach of our Tigers. Those interviews coming up after this timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Getting set for our SODAC 16 game tonight. Huron Tigers hosting O'Gorman boys for a trip to the state AA tournament. O'Gorman head coach Derek Roby joins us here. O'Gorman comes in with a record of 10-10 on the season. And coach, 10-10, just kind of sum up that regular season. And you go 500. There's a few things you wish you would have had, a few things maybe you got away with, and you end up at 500.
Yeah, well, that's certainly true in all aspects. You know, it's the type of thing, especially this year, and you know that anybody could beat anybody on a given night. I think that's pretty evident. So you know, when we're 10-10, we still feel pretty good about the way we're playing. You know, as of late, we dropped a couple games that we thought we could have competed a little bit harder in. But you know what? That's all part of this AA basketball and the kind of the roller coaster that it's going that goes on in this season. Because you know, you figure. Mitchell and Harrisburg have to be, you know, on paper the teams to beat, but everybody else can beat anybody else. So it's a roller coaster to say it politely, I guess.
And, well, this game's a good example of that. Here on 6, O'Gorman 11, but as we saw a week and a half ago here on this court, not a lot of difference.
Well, you know, Huron's obviously a very good basketball team. You know, we got up early and they settled back in. And, you know, the thing about Huron, and you know this, you know, they have two weapons that are, you know, what I would say, they got two franchise guys, you know, that they're going to build around in the future. And you know, they're players that can win the basketball game strictly by them being them. And so, you know, our concerns would be Elwine and Porsche. And not that the others aren't concerned, because, you know that, but those are two special players that, again, Bud's going to have a lot of fun with the next couple years.
And just overall, a game like this, everybody knows the situation, so there's no secrets out there. You can peek at the rankings all you want here the last 2 months, but now you know this is it, and how the kids come out the first couple minutes really kind of gives you a read on things.
Yeah, likely, you know, but there again, you know, we jumped out to a good lead the last time we matched up, and, you know, here unsettled back in, and they, you know, came back and won the game, so I don't know if getting out to the lead's the best scenario either, yeah. But it's going to be a fun basketball game. You know, we enjoy coming here, and we know, just like Huron does, what's at stake, and we certainly are, you know, hopefully up to the task.
Derek Roby, head coach of O'Gorman. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
This Huron Tiger moment is 1984 graduate Ron DeHaven. DeHaven was MVP at the state track meet in both 1983 and 84, winning the 1600 and 3200 meter runs both years, anchoring the winning 4x800 meter relay. He was unbeaten as a senior in cross country. He then went to South Dakota State. He was a Division II national champion there. DeHaven also ran the marathon for the United States at the 2000 Summer Olympics in Sydney, Australia.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Continue our pregame here. Soledad 16 matchup. O'Gorman here on Tigers for a berth in the boys' double-A tournament. Tiger head coach Jim Budnigan joins us here, finishing out a 12-8 season. And, Coach, we've talked about it quite a bit. Your goal was to get the 10 wins, and then after that you felt anything was a bonus, 12-8, get a home game in the Soledad. A lot of things accomplished this season.
Absolutely. I thought we achieved our goals and then beyond. I thought we set a standard for Huron Tiger basketball to keep building on. I thought the group last year was a stepping stone for us, and then the group this year took off from there. So, again, it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of commitment during the summertime, parents, guys, to build a program like this, and I think we're on the right track.
No, Gorman comes in tonight, and of course, fresh scouting report, just played them a week and a half ago. We eke out a three-point win that night, and they had a good look at a three that fell short at the buzzer. They led early. We took the lead most of the rest of the way, could never quite shake them, though. Bottom line is, we know there's not a lot of difference, even though we're 6, they're 11.
Yeah, everything that you want's on the other side of hard, so we expect it to be hard tonight. We're going to have to guard really well because their guards get in the middle of the paint. They shoot really well when they can square them shoulders and get a good look at the hoop. They're all capable three-point shooters, which, you know, scares you a little bit because, you know, you always got to know where their guys are at. When we help, we're going to have to be moving on to pass, always talking to each other, next pass, I have next pass, because we'll switch a lot of screens. I think that's no secret. And then maybe we'll play a little zone tonight just to keep them off base, keep them standing around.
And as I think I told you this morning, too, I know it's cliche, but postseason, that means everybody starts 0-0, and the one advantage we have is the arena court.
Yeah, that's one advantage. That's why you play all those games, you know, to get that home court advantage. Does it mean anything? I don't know. Hopefully, fans come in, and hopefully it means a little bit. But we got to make some baskets. We got to play good defense. We got to value every possession when you have it because it could be your last, and I think the guys understand that. So hopefully it's electric in here. Hopefully we bring the juice. Hopefully it's a good night for us.
Tim Budnigan, head coach of the Tigers, will take a timeout on Dakota Sports Tiger 95.
Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit hrmcphysiciansclinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
If you're like a lot of South Dakotans, you've made a purchase online for services or products and have had no issues. Unfortunately, scammers view the Internet as their playground, and they're constantly deploying new scams to attempt to take your hard-earned funds. Fraudulent websites have grown by leaps. Consumers and businesses need to check all aspects of a website before making any type of purchase. Questions regarding this scam should be directed to South Dakota Attorney General's Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Trey Swens, 10 guards, junior.
Cole McNeil, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Ogle, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Leindecker, number 23, junior, and I'm a forward.
CJ Ganey, number 24, senior, guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Porsche, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Colby Holster, number 42, junior, forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Sherson, number 50, senior,
guard.
Mason Juergens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore post.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And back at the arena, still about 4.5 minutes to go before we get this game tipped off for a trip to the state AA tournament. O'Gorman and the Huron Tigers, Huron with the number 6 seed and O'Gorman with the number 11 seed coming into this game tonight. Again, Kurtz Heating and Cooling. Scoreboard update, we have 5 games final, and so far the higher seed is 1 in each. 2 games were close, the other 3 not so much. 4 seed Washington, a slip past number 13 Pier, 52-47. 2 seed Harrisburg rolled over Sturgis, 79-41. Number 8 seed Jefferson defeated number 9 Stevens, 63-59 in overtime. And it sounded like Stevens had that game in their favor most of the way. Number 3 seed Brandon Valley defeated Spearfish, 70-48. Brandon Valley awaits the winner of this game for the first round of the tournament. And number 5 seed Roosevelt defeated number 12 Aberdeen, 54-38. And one game started at 5. That's Yankton at Mitchell. And Mitchell leading that game in the third quarter, 41-31. Lincoln at Watertown will be tipping off at the same time as we tip off here at the arena. So this is where you play you play the 20 games leading up to this. You do all the summer work, you do all the off-season work. It's for games like this to get yourself a trip to the state tournament. O'Gorman, of course, O'Gorman actually missed the state tournament last year. That hasn't happened often in the last 20 years for the Knights, so they're hungry to get back. Huron, last time they played in a state tournament was 2019. Last time they qualified and, of course, didn't play it was in 2020, so eager to get back on that side of the equation as well. Getting it whittled down on the in high school basketball, all three of the girls' state tournaments are set as, let's see, how are we doing this there? Okay, there we go. As all three girls' state tournaments are set for Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week. AA girls will be in the Pentagon in Sioux Falls, the Class A in Brookings, not at Frost, though, because that's going under renovations immediately. Class B girls are out in Rapid City at the Monument, and that means James Valley Christian playing out there. We will have all three of James Valley Christian's games on the air here on Tiger 95. Again, we're going to have JVC here on Tiger 95 for their state tournament run. Coming up on Tuesday, we'll have the Wessington Springs Spartans in their SODAC 16 matchup. They'll be back here at the Huron Arena playing Waverly South Shore and undecided where we're going to put that game at this point, but we will have that game on the air as well here on Dakota Sports. So it's that time of year again where we're eager to start. you're eager to get to a state tournament, but no matter what happens in a state tournament, these games, this day in AA boys, is the hardest game to play because there's so much on the line. Can you play relaxed? Can you play to your capability? Just myself, I'm not even playing. I'm just sitting up here, and I wanted to take a nap today because I haven't had a lot of sleep the last few days, and it just wasn't happening. The closer I got to time to leave the house, I just was getting tenser and tenser, and well, now it's just about ready to wind down and get ready to play ball here to see who can go to the AA tournament. So it's O'Gorman and the Huron Tigers coming up, the clock winding down. The one advantage, really, granted 6 and 11, that's a little space in the seating, but there's not a lot of space between these two teams. Really, the only advantage you can pick up here is the fact that Huron's got the home floor to O'Gorman and need to take advantage of that fact. So there you go. Everything's set up. We'll get to the lineups and the opening tip-off coming up. 2-minute timeout. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! As your child's body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay. Give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
There's our national anthem, so let's give you the starting lineups here on Tigers. O'Gorman Knights. O'Gorman head coach is Derek Roby. They come in with a record of 10-10. They'll start the same way they did a week and a half ago. Ryland Satter, a 6'1 senior. He's a bulky guy that's hard to move off the block. Hayden Groves, a 6'2 junior. Austin Turbine, a 6'2 junior. His twin brother, Caleb Turbine, a 6'2 junior. And Noon Dute, a 6'3 junior for the O'Gorman Knights. For the Huron Tigers, head coach Tim Budenhagen, record of 12-8. Starting the way they have much of the season, Colt McNeil, a 5'11 junior. Gavin Moding, a 6-foot senior. C.J. Gainey, a 6'1 senior. Blake Elwine, a 6'8 sophomore. And Anderson Porish is a 6'3 freshman. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our game tonight is Lee Johnson and Scott Whitlock and Darren Lorenz. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. So just getting through the tips here. They did the fanfare with the lights off, the spotlights, and the strobes going, and still have the spotlights out there as we introduce the starters for our game tonight. Again, they played just a week and a half ago, a week ago this past Tuesday. And here on a 58-55 win, O'Gorman had an early 9-point lead. Huron came back, led most of the way, starting late second quarter through the rest of the game. Had a couple of chances, it felt like, to take care of O'Gorman, but were never able to do so. And O'Gorman did get a decent look at a three. I believe it was Austin Turbine had a good look off the right elbow for a three at the buzzer that came just up short, or otherwise we would have been facing an overtime. So no reason to not expect. We're going to have a tight game here tonight, and again, with a lot on the line, a trip to the state tournament pending here for the Huron Tigers and the O'Gorman Knights. O'Gorman wearing their road blue, royal blue, with gold numbers and letters, or white numbers and letters, gold and white trim. Huron wearing their home white with orange numbers and letters, orange and black trim. Still have the spotlights and everything going here. O'Gorman's waiting for the tip, and Huron still huddled right now. There we go. The lights are on. We are ready to play some basketball. We're coming up on 6 o'clock. KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Blake Elwine jumping for Huron. Noon Dute for O'Gorman. The tip controlled by the Tigers over the head of Moding, but cracked down by Gainey, and Huron has the opening possession of the game. Good student section wearing their orange tonight. Left side, Gavin Moding has it on the wing. Looks like straight man by O'Gorman to start things off. Moding up top of the key. Now cut off, finds McNeil on the right side. McNeil flips back to Elwine. Elwine hits the ball strip, gets control of it again. Long three for Ganey, in and out. Rebound tipped out, and McNeil able to grab it. Three key, Elwine no good. Offensive rebound by Ganey, flips it to Moding, who lays in for the layup. Two offensive rebounds, and Moding gets the nice feed, the nice dish from Ganey. And it's 2-0 here on O'Gorman. Drive by Turveen. He answers right down the middle of the lane. And that's what Coach Bud said. We need to stop. Their guards are good at driving the lane, attacking the basket, or kicking out. We're tied at 2. 1 minute gone. Porish, a deep three. No good. Rebound underneath for Groves. And O'Gorman can take an early lead. Right side, Turveen flips back to Satter. Top of the key, nice catch by Groves. Had to jump high and then kept it from going into the backcourt. Right side, drive into the paint. Little bump there, shot up, no good. Dude with the rebound underneath. Trying to spin, he'll lob it out. Left side, Groves. Groves will attack the basket as O'Gorman gets the offensive rebound. Turveen on the drive, missed it, but a foul going to go on Ganey. Elwine bit on the fake, and a hard run to the basket there by Turveen. And Turveen at the line to shoot two. Tied at two, we're just underway. Free throw good, and O'Gorman has a 3-2 lead on the free throw by Turveen. Second shot is good, and O'Gorman a 4-2 lead. 6:17 to go, first quarter again, just underway. Ganey flips it to McNeil on the right side. Now Porish has it on the wing. Porish starts to drive, corner of the lane, gets tied up, and a foul going to go on Caleb Turveen, first of the game for O'Gorman. Each team has a foul here in the early going. Huron will inbound it by the student section to my left. Huron coming into the coming towards me in the first half. Ganey gets the ball in the backcourt. Will bring the ball up. Being checked there by Hayden Groves. Left side, Moding. Flips in the corner to McNeil. McNeil, couple of dribbles on the perimeter. Baseline to Elwine. Spins on Dute. Goes in. Little fadeaway blocked by Dute. Ball tipped around, and Elwine able to save it on the ground, but then lost it. He was flat on his back and had the ball, but then just couldn't get rid of it. And a chance for O'Gorman to extend the lead a little here, 4-2, and a foul going to go on Elwine as he got too much body there with Dute, and Elwine with the foul, his first in the second team. Huron didn't like the call, but it kind of looked to me like Elwine did shove him out. O'Gorman with the inbound on the sideline by the Tiger bench, 5:35 to go, first quarter. Groves has it on the outside, top of the key, high post Satter. Satter squares, looks baseline, get it to Turveen, shot over Ganey, no good, might have been partially blocked, saved in, who's going to get it, and it's going to be tipped and stolen by Ganey. Ganey down the floor with Satter to beat, goes in hard to the hoop for two. Ganey with the hustle move and gets there. We're tied at four. Trapped by Huron, Ganey goes for another steal, doesn't get there. Dute on the left wing, back up top. Now Groves, tied at four. We played 3 minutes here of the first quarter. Groves flips back Turveen. He'll start the drive, attack the basket again, over Porish for two. Austin Turveen hard to the hoop again, 6-4 OG. 4:49 to go, first quarter. Left side, it's Moding. Ball knocked away by Dute, but saved by Elwine. He's double-teamed by the sideline, spins, has a lane, hard to the hoop, counted, he's fouled. A good job of keeping control of the ball there as he was double-teamed, had the ball knocked away, and then Blake just saw he had a lane and went hard to the hoop. He'll have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Foul is on Austin Turveen, his first, second team on OG. When we get our first subs of the game, Carson Evans on the floor for Huron, replacing McNeil. In for O'Gorman is Henry Theobald Senior and Tayton Mooney, a 5'9 sophomore. Elwine with the free throw. Good. Here on a 7-6 lead. 4:37 to go, first quarter. Huron shows some trap. Dute into the front court, being checked out there by Moding. Dute, couple of dribbles, wants to attack the basket, kick out Mooney. He'll drive, go baseline, Satter over Elwine, no good. Blake might have got a piece of that. Rebound Evans for Huron. Gainey into the front court as Mooney on him. There's quickness against quickness. Deep three, Porridge, yes! A deep three, Anderson Porridge, Huron up 10-6, nearing the middle point of the first quarter. In the corner, Satter with the ball. Out there with Evans. Now comes left side, Austin Terveen. Austin goes towards the baseline, backs it out, bounce pass Theobald, a deep three. No good. Rebound, Porridge had it on the run, kicks out Elwine right side. One on two, he'll lean in, scoop shot, no good. Kind of passed it to himself and gets the bucket here on up 12-6. O'Gorman could use a basket here, but no, they lose the ball. It's lost by Theobald. 2-on-1 break. Moding lobs it in. No good. Rebound Elwine, and I think that was a pass off the bankboard by Moding, and O'Gorman wants a timeout. Here on up 14-6, 3:28 to go. First quarter, timeout 30 seconds on Dakota Sports.
2024 with incredible savings. It's the New Year blowout sale at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Over 200 new and used in stock. Save over $2,300 off a Buick Envision. New Chevy 1500 Crew Cab. Save $6,500. Get a GMC 1500 Crew Cab with over $7,700 off. It's the New Year blowout sale at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Nice run by Huron. I believe this is 10-0 from 6-4 down to 14-6 up. Defense has created some offense for Huron, and O'Gorman a quick 30-second timeout. Full court pressure again by Huron. O'Gorman attacks from the backcourt, grows to Mooney into the front court. Mooney still on the dribble. Now gives back to Groves as O'Gorman sets up the offense. New guy in, John Lent for O'Gorman. Right side, Mooney with the ball against Gainey. Feeds in down low, tapped away by Elwine, but picked up by Theobald. Top of the key, flip off right side, Groves. Groves, spin move, goes to the basket, lost the ball, out of bounds! Turnover to the Huron Tigers. Either Moding or Elwine put a hand on the ball, and it got away from Groves, and Huron creates the turnover. O'Gorman coming out with their own full court pressure. Looks like straight man-to-man. Waiting while C.J. Gainey ties his shoe. 3:01 to go, first quarter, 14-6 Huron. Inbounds Moding in the corner, right back to Porish, and he'll bring it up. Just loose pressure as Lent will pick up Porish into the front court. Porish on the drive, hard to the hoop. Will put up the baby hook, no good. Rebound slapped out and controlled by Terveen. Was a good look, but did not go. Back comes O'Gorman. Terveen on the drive. Lost it on the way up, and Evans has the board. Flip to Moding. He'll come up the right side of the floor on the right wing. Look to Porish on the baseline. Anderson tries to pull up. Lent almost ran into him. Mooney goes for a steal, but Gainey able to recover it. Gainey drives the paint. Outside Moding. Tried a backdoor play to Evans, couldn't get it there. Here's Gainey on the drive with Mooney on him. Evans, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Porish puts up the three, way short, and a foul going to go on O'Gorman. Lent evidently got him on the hand. The shot was well short, an air ball. And this will be three free throws, I presume, for Anderson Porish. John Lent with the foul, his first, third team on O'Gorman. And Anderson Porish, I assume, shooting three. Huron's got a couple of subs waiting to come in, but I think we have to shoot two free throws first. First free throw good for Porish. He's got four. Huron extends the lead to 15-6. Waiting here for Porish to shoot the second one here as Carson Evans was shouting what the new defensive scheme will be. Second free throw, no good. And McNeil back in for Huron and in for the first time is Holden Haig. No, he's going to come in for Porish. as long as Porish makes the free throw. Moding comes out in favor of McNeil. Huron only has one player on the lane as Porish will shoot the third free throw. Free throw is no good, only one out of three. It's 15-6. Huron over O'Gorman as we near 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Deep three, Tervin, boom. Austin Tervin hits a three. He's been the offense in the first quarter, 7 of 9 for O'Gorman, and O'Gorman back up, back within six inside of 2 minutes to go, first quarter. McNeil gets the ball in the front court as Porish on the right wing. Groves gets in his grill up top, Evans. Evans at the top of the key, now hands it off to Elwine. Elwine out there with Groves. Elwine pulls up, contested two, no good. Rebound on the floor and still on the floor, still rolling around. We're going to hit up with a jump ball possession, O'Gorman. Blake kind of forced that one up. Groves was defending him very well. Now Holden Hagen for the first time replacing Porish. Caleb Tervin back in for O'Gorman as Theobald comes off. 15-9, O'Gorman was down 9, but they've hit a 3 and now have a chance to cut the lead a little more with 90 seconds to go, first quarter. Caleb Tervin gets back to Groves and he'll set the offense for O'Gorman. Now Mooney will coming up to the top. Left side, Tervin got to get on him. Top of the key, Caleb Tervin. Now Mooney on the right side, back up top. The ball knocked away, another steal by Ganey. Flipped it behind his back to save it from going inbounds. What a play by Ganey. Huron with the ball off the turnover. Left side, Haig. Haig tries to back his way in. Double team got slapped at by Mooney. Now he'll drive, got pushed, but makes the bucket. Anyway, Holden Haig got shoved, but still makes the off-balance shot. Huron up 8 with 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Tervin comes left side, Tervin. That's Caleb with it. Now Austin again, right side, Groves. Groves gets double team. Austin Tervin, he'll drive hard to the hoop over Haig. No good, but nobody goes for the rebound, and a foul going to go on Huron. Well defended, but there was nobody to crash the boards there, and it was an easy rebound for Tervin, Caleb Tervin, and he got hacked, and he'll shoot two. Fouls on Carson Evans, his first, and the third team on Huron. Free throw is in and out, no good for Caleb Tervin. So we have new guys back in. Satter is back in for O'Gorman, as is Doot and Theobald. 35 seconds to go in the first quarter. Second free throw good, one out of two for Caleb Tervin. He's got three, and it's 17-10 Huron. Shot clock is on, but for all intents and purposes, Huron can hold it for one shot if they choose. They do the double team, and ball nearly stolen away as the double team came up on Elwine, and he tried to flip it to Haig, and it was knocked away, I believe, by Caleb Tervin. And Huron will inbound with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. Get it into Evans, and he'll just hold the ball there as Satter not coming out on him. Evans, now he'll drive, stop in the middle of the lane, back up top. Long three for Ganey, got it. C.J. Ganey with the three ball. Huron up 10, 9, 8 seconds to go. Into the front court. Groves, now Tervin. Groves, a deep three, no good. And at the buzzer, Huron up 20-10. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. auto, home, farm, life, and business.
You're Tiger 95, you're on Tiger 40, are your home for your on Tiger 40 and 95.3 FM.
Start the second quarter here on Tiger Possession, up 10, Moding with the ball, Porish back in. Colton Ogle in for the first time for Huron, senior for the Tigers. O'Gorman in a 1-3-1 zone here to start the second quarter, it looks like, or they might be doing a box and one here. McNeil on the right wing, takes a couple dribbles, gets double-teamed on the baseline, back out. Quick release three for Elwine, off the mark, long rebound comes out, and Caleb Terveen gets the bucket, the basketball. So O'Gorman forces a miss. Now they'll need to start chipping into the Huron lead early second quarter. Huron up 10, biggest lead of the first half. Austin Terveen spins, gives to a Satter. Deep three for Noon Dude. It's short. Rebound tipped and right to Satter, who banks it in for two. Again, Huron gives up the offensive rebound. And O'Gorman back within eight, 20-12. Almost 1 minute gone in the second quarter. Moding on the right side in the corner. McNeil wants three. Too strong. And the rebound for Groves up the floor. Running the floor is Terveen. Takes it in for the layup. Nobody was back defensively off the miss by Huron. And O'Gorman scores the first two baskets of the second quarter. They got it down to six. 20-14. Moding up top. Dute running the point of that 1-3-1. Left side, Porish in the corner. Ogle fakes, steps in, can't get the shot off. Whips across court. Nice catch by McNeil to save that. Back up top of the key now for Moding. Gavin gives to Elwine in the corner. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Elwine will feed underneath. The ball deflected out of bounds by Satter. And Huron's got 3 seconds on the shot clock to get something to work here as Trace Wenz in for the first time, junior, for the Huron Tigers. So Huron's got to run a play where they shoot immediately. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Wenz looking to inbound. They get it to Ogle. Fakes, goes to Porish. Got to shoot. He does. Oh, missed it. High off the glass. Had to hurry it, but it was a good look. And here's O'Gorman, a chance to cut the lead a little more. Long three, Caleb Terveen. It's good. 7-0 run by O'Gorman to start the second quarter. They're back within three, 20-17. 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Huron's got to get some offense going again. O'Gorman's went to this zone, and Huron, they've had a few looks. Ogle for three, too strong. Rebound tipped right back to Porish. And the foul going to go on Huron on the block out. And boy, Huron has come out with a struggle here in the second quarter as Ganey comes in for Ogle. The foul is on Moding, his first. And right now, O'Gorman on a 7-0 run, and they've done it in just over 2 minutes. Huron showing some pressure. Huron's got to get something, make something happen on defense now to get the offense cranked up again. Groves has Dute on the right wing. Dute a couple of dribbles and throws it between Terveen and Groves, and he stepped on. Oh, he actually traveled. The ball went between Austin Terveen and Groves. Groves got over there to save it, but he did a bunny hop trying to keep from going out of bounds, and he gets called for the travel, so forced the turnover. Now can he get something going on offense? Wenz has it on the right wing, goes high post, slapped away. Huron turns it over again. Give it back to Austin Terveen. Starts the drive, backs it out. Top of the key, Groves. Here's Dute. Low post. Shoots over Porish for two. Modi tried to draw the charge, and it's a one-point game. 20-19, 9-0 run by O'Gorman to start the second quarter. Huron's lead shaved to one. 4:58 to go in the first half. Ganey has Porish, top of the key. Now Ganey, three off the left wing. Got it, needed it. Ganey delivers for Huron. He's got eight. Huron back up four. Got to play some D now with 4:44 to go in the first half. Austin Terveen on the drive. Shoots over Elwine. No good. Rebound, though, ripped down by Groves. Dute with the drive, and he's going to have it blocked by Elwine. Elwine swatted it. Dute kind of hammered on him. No call there either, but Huron has the ball. Elwine into the front court. Back door. It's open for Moding and gets fouled. He was running the baseline. Elwine spotted him, and Gavin Moding will go to the line for two. Foul is on Austin Terveen, his second. One team foul apiece here in the second quarter, 4:22 to go. Free throw good for Bodig. Evans in, Wenz out for Huron. Second shot for Gavin Moding is good. Got them both, and Huron gets the lead back up to 6. 25-19, 5-0 run for Huron after the 9-0 by O'Gorman. Into the front court, Austin Terveen, right wing, up top, Caleb Terveen. He'll drive, feed it back to Duke, shoots over Elwine. Elwine got a piece of it and also gets the rebound. So here on a chance to extend the lead as we hit the middle point of the second quarter, 25-19, Tigers on top. Right side, drive by Ganey, step back, deep three, got it! Ganey with 11, I have him 4 of 5 from the field, and here on back up 9, 28-19, 3:47 to go here in the first half. 8-0 run by Huron answers the 9-0 by O'Gorman. Grows on the drive, kicks out. Nice catch by Satter on the baseline. Leans in, and a reach going to go on Carson Evans. O'Gorman will get the ball out of bounds as Evans picks up his second foul. Three new Knights coming into the game for O'Gorman. Theobald, Lent, and Mooney. Can make those subs right about the middle of the quarter, it looks like. O'Gorman will run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline. Second team foul in Huron. Lob to Austin Terveen. Fakes the three. Wants to drive. Cut off by Moding. Mooney back up top. Austin Terveen stops left side up top. Open three. Theobald got it. Swish for Theobald. His first bucket. O'Gorman back within 6. 28-22. 3:19 to go. First half. Elwine. Left wing, step back, can't get the three off, kept his foot on the ground. Get it cross court, right side to Ganey. In the corner, it's Evans. Evans on the perimeter, starts to drive, backs it out at the free throw line. Porish on the wing. Up top, Moding. 3 minutes to go, first half, 10-second shot clock. Evans, Moding. Porish fakes left, goes right, attacks the basket, left-handed scoop for two. Tough shot, Porish got it. He has 6. Here on up 8, 30-22, 2:45 to go, first half. Mooney into the front court. Couple of dribbles, now goes a little harder, stops free throw line, gives to Dute. Dute attacks the basket, goes into Moding, and they're going to call a block on Gavin Moding. Moding really frustrated. He feels like he's got the position. That one was close. I will say that, and they do call Gavin for the block. His second, Noon Dute will get 2. Third team on Huron, just 1 on O'Gorman here in the second quarter. Oh, he made the shot. Boy, I got to keep watching that. Dute did make the shot, and he gets the old-fashioned three-point play out of it. 30-25, the lead back to 5 for Huron. Evans at the free throw line, flips back to Moding. Moding comes right, now gives it off to Ganey. Ganey, top of the key, now Evans. Evans, free throw line, hard to the hoop, and Theobald will reach in and pick up the foul. Theobald picks up his first, second team on O'Gorman. Huron will inbound it on the baseline. McNeil in for Moding. And Caleb Terveen is in, and his twin brother Austin goes off for OG. Inbounds McNeil. Ganey fakes. Goes baseline. Pulls up 15-footer. Got the shooter's roll. Ganey feeling it. He's got 13 to lead all scorers. Huron up 7. Do it in the front court. Will drive, get it loose from Elwine, lean in, count it, he's fouled as he got kind of undercut by Evans, and there was no doubt about that one. Dute with the bucket, and right now Dute kind of getting O'Gorman, keeping O'Gorman in the game. He scored 6 points all in the second quarter, or 7, excuse me, and has the free throw pending as O'Gorman back within 5. And Carson Evans picks up his third foul in the process. Fourth team on Huron. O'Gorman will have the bonus the rest of the way. Dute, free throw is short. And the rebound for Elwine. Huron up 5, inside of 2 minutes to go, first half. Elwine in the front court, will drive left, stop. Dute stays with him. Elwine free throw line spins, hard to the hoop. Mooney slaps it away, and last touch by Elwine. Mooney came with the helping defense and just slapped it away as Elwine had it down by his knees. Turnover to O'Gorman. Minute 43 to go, first half, 32-27 Huron. Dute against McNeil. Flips to the right side, Theobald back up top. Do it for three. It's short. Rebound and a foul going to go on Theobald as he hacked Elwine as Elwine reached out to get the ball. Henry Theobald picks up his second, third team on O'Gorman. Lent comes in for Noon Dute for O'Gorman. We have 90 seconds to go in the first half. Huron a five-point lead, 32-27. Huron's led by as many as 10. O'Gorman got it down to one at one point. Drive by Ganey to the baseline. Nothing there. Whips it out. Dangerous pass. Got it to McNeil. McNeil flaps to Haig. Haig back into the game. Didn't see him check in. Mooney on Haig. Looks back door. Not there. Lobs it up. And caught by Elwine. Elwine, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Step back three. No good. Elwine has not been able to dial in that long-distance shot. The rebound underneath by Lent. Mooney looked down the floor. Nothing there. Gets it back to Groves, who's back into the game. Get it to Lent down at the block against Haig. Double team. Puts it up with the right hand for two. Just backed in Haig to the hoop. O'Gorman back within three. 32-29. 42 seconds to go in the first half. McNeil in the front court. Mooney on him. O'Gorman wanted to carry, but McNeil kept the hand over the ball. Huron again could use a bucket here as they've had some empty possessions. Porish on the drive gets contact. Oh, can't get the shot to go. Anderson Porish, though, will get two. I believe this will go on Lent. Second on Lent, fourth team on O'Gorman. Both teams in the bonus here. If there's any more fouls here in the last 29 seconds of the first half. First, we have two free throws pending for freshman Anderson Porish. Huron up by three here late in the first half. First free throw good for Porish. Porish with seven. Trace Wenz, I believe. Did I see him come in? No, I did not. I saw Colton Ogle come in. Okay. Austin Terveen is back in for O'Gorman. One more shot for Anderson Porish. Got it. Got them both. Huron up five, and Huron going to use a quick timeout with 29 seconds to go in the first half. Huron up five, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
We'll count on the scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Dakota Sports, KIJB, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
29 seconds to go in the first half. Huron a five-point lead, 34-29. Shot clock obviously is off. O'Gorman, Huron's going to slap on that trap press, basically just to bother O'Gorman getting the ball up the floor some. Inbounds comes to Austin Terveen. Give back to Groves. Groves, now Terveen, gets across the timeline. Huron picks him up. Looks like man-to-man. The right side, Caleb Terveen, right wing, has McNeil on him. Cross-court pass, dangerous. Got her over there to Austin Terveen, back up top of the key. 10 seconds to go in the first half. Caleb Terveen, do it at the low post. He's quadruple team, kick out. Wide open three, Groves, got it. Wide open three at the buzzer, and it's a two-point game at the half. Groves, his first shot of the game, and he drills a three in the corner, and at the half, it's Huron 34, O'Gorman 32. Timeout, 2 minutes, back with the half on Dakota Sports.
The leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The HRMC Physicians Clinic proudly welcomes the newest addition to their team, General Surgeon Dr. Terry Larson. Dr. Larson brings a wealth of experience and expertise in general surgery, along with a passion for providing exceptional care to his patients before, during, and after surgery. Whether you're in need of a simple procedure or a complex surgery, Dr. Larson is here to guide you every step of the way. Visit HRMCPhysiciansClinic.org to schedule an appointment today. HRMC Physicians Clinic, the right care is right here. Welcome, Dr. Larson.